This week's bonus episode of Popcorn and Prosecco is reporting live from the LA Film Prize. We had a little bit of sound issue, so bear with us through this. It's just a 6-minute episode, and it'll play as a great prelude to this week's episode. We'll talk about the festival a little more thoroughly. Thanks a lot.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of Popcorn and Prosecco. This is Christy Puchko, and I'm reporting to you from the Louisiana Film Prize in Shreveport, Louisiana. I have with me today Katie Kaludi and Daniel Walber. And we are judges on the panel, which is really exciting because, in brief, this festival is a short film festival where 20 films compete for a $50,000 prize. No strings attached. You win, you get a $50,000 prize.
Cash.
Yeah, and there's other prizes too. 5 winners will get a deal with Shorts HD. 5 winners are going to get $3,000 in money towards their next feature. And let's give our impressions of the festival.
It's awesome.
It's fantastic.
We're drinking drive-through daiquiris.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not really the festival, that's more of a Shreveport thing, but in general,
that's a big
kind of amazing.
Yeah. And, like, because that's our show, it embraces love of cinema, and cinema with a little alcoholic bevy.
Love of relaxation while watching cinema.
Yeah.
Drinking. So
and we should say that it's, you know, a festival geared around love of cinema, to the point that if you attend, the audience votes too, and in order for the audience to vote, they have to prove that they've seen all of the films.
That's actually true.
Yeah, you have to get your badge punched.
Which is insane.
You actually have to prove that you've seen... You only get your badge punch at the end of the slate.
Yeah, you can't cheat it.
Yeah, it's not like a lot of audience awards where, like, if you get your whole family to come, that'll be enough. And what's also cool is that they split the vote for the top prize between the judges, which there are 8 of us this year, and the audience. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting because you genuinely, like, we've made our votes already. We know who we want to win.
Yeah.
We don't know who will win. Kind of exciting.
And then also, you know, all of the films have to be shot here in Shreveport, so it's really bringing a lot of, you know, folks into the area, kind of like an economic resurgence, which they're trying to bring forth, and it's a really beautiful town. I mean, even for filmmakers, it can double as a lot of other places. It's very, like, geographically different. You've got, like, the downtown that can double as Brooklyn, you've got, like, swamps, and you've got fields, and it's been interesting to see how the films kind of use the geography differently based on their subject matter. And
they have, like, really, Japanese garden.
Yeah, I mean, they just go for it.
It's
like,
pretty
with
amazing.
A lot of different things.
Yeah,
there's 20 movies all shot in the same area, and they all look very different.
You would never know that's a theme looking at these movies, which is incredible.
Yeah, and it is very, like, South by Southwest, which has that, a nod to it. Like, the first night is the music prize, which is a bunch of bands, similar to what they're doing with films.
Yeah.
So it seems like a smaller version of that, but very much in the same vein, and really just like the whole element of celebration.
And they celebrate local food too, which has been really wonderful.
Food
and like
trucks.
If you've been following my Twitter feed, you've been seeing that I've been posting. I know it's insanity, and I'm that total jerk on Instagram being like food, but like it's been amazing. We have organic cotton candy because that's a thing, and deep fried po' boys.
Deep fried ribs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Basically, they fry everything. Like, I'm going to be gnawing on a head of kale for at least a week after this trip just to detox because deep fried everything.
And what's great is it's all part of the festival. It's all part of this idea of culture and people coming out. And the audiences are so savvy. We were getting kind of told off by a couple of young children who are actually, I'm not going to say what film they were, but they're a couple of children from a film. And one, when they found out we weren't filmmakers who could potentially put them in a movie, they wanted nothing to do with us. But then two, had a lot of opinions on all the films, and I was like, oh, their thoughts are better organized than mine are right now.
Yeah.
They didn't have a filter, it was really... As judges, we need to be a bit more diplomatic. Like, as any of you who've been to a film festival know, like, you could be walking next to someone who made that movie, so you could be quiet when you talk about it. And so it's one of those things where you just have to be careful. But it was funny because we did a panel this morning where the three of us talked with, you know, a whole bunch of people about how to get press for your film and how to approach journalists. And because a lot of these folks are first-time filmmakers or just starting out. And so that was a really fun dialogue. But like we said afterward, everybody was like smiling at us. It was like being judged painted across our forehead.
It was a little
intimidating. And yeah, which was funny because one of the questions was like, what if people are intimidated by you? How do they approach you? And I was like, we're intimidated by everyone else. Yeah.
People talking about broke filmmakers whose friends are all mad at them for making a movie. And it's like being a film critic is just the same.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
We're also always just going to movies alone and, you know, sitting in our dark houses, like, we're on deadline, you know? Like,
but it's been really incredible. Also, Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls is here somewhere.
He's not here. He didn't come.
What? I think that was a figment of our hopeful imaginations. Because
he's in one of the films, and so Okay.
We're just hoping that
we thought he was here.
Show up.
If he is here, we'll find him. There's also a rumor that Tom Hiddleston is in town, so if that happens, I will add a photo here of me with Tom Hiddleston, because that will happen.
Right.
So, playing Hank Williams.
But the point is not this, the point is the film.
That's true.
How wonderful they
all
are.
Were actually really great, and it was really amazing, some of the ambition of them. There were some sci-fi movies, there were some supernatural movies.
There were people doing CG in their first ever short film. Yeah. I was like,
there are people doing very different. There was a silent film that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Lots of really beautifully shot things.
Really great cinematography. Stuff. Like a really ambitious, like, biopic/dance movie. Mm-hmm. It's been really outstanding. It's just...
And some humor, too. I mean,
yeah.
We were saying that, like, a lot of times with short films, we think people need to... want people to take them seriously. So they're going to go straight for drama and try and pack a lot into the 15-minute allotment, which is the cap, basically.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting to see how some people very judiciously use those minutes just to make a quick point in 6 minutes as opposed to 15, or how some people were trying to fit a lot into 15, maybe where they could have cut some fat.
It's really been fun. So I think we're going to wrap this up. It's been a really great time. We actually don't know who's won yet, so look for Twitter on that.
Tomorrow.
And
tomorrow.
That'll be exciting.
Maybe I'll put a little caption after this and be like, that's who won. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
You can find me at Film School Rejects and Phenomenfix, talking about shorts.
I write for a lot of people, but I'm Katieisms on Twitter.
K-A-T-I-E-I-S-S-S.
And you guys know that Popcorn and Prosecco has its website. We're on iTunes, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter. Find us all these places. And as for me, I am at Christy Kutchko, and you can find my career highlights at decadentcriminals.com. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I need to change my image. Now tell me what that means.